A meeting between two world leaders is what's explained first today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for taking the time to watch. It was the first time that U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met face-to-face since the American leader was inaugurated. In a news conference Wednesday, President Trump said the U.S. would encourage a great peace deal between Israelis and Palestinians, but that it would be the two sides themselves that would have to directly negotiate that agreement. What President Trump didn't say was whether he supported the idea of a two-state solution. In the Middle East conflict, this is the idea that Palestinians would have their own country alongside Israel.
I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like.
But experts say it's very unlikely that Palestinians would accept any agreement that doesn't give them their own state. As far as Israel and the U.S. go, this is expected to be the beginning of a friendlier relationship between the two countries. They've historically been close allies. But former President Barack Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu often didn't get along. One issue that divided them, Israeli settlements. President Obama strongly opposed them. On the campaign trail, Mr. Trump supported them, but on Wednesday, as president, he said he'd like to see Israel hold back on settlements.